know, it was such a feeling, you know, when the final whistle went and you finally realised that you were in the All-Ireland final. You know, as a young child, you just really want to get there, you know, and you be think dreaming of this day, and now this day is coming. And it's unbelievable, just unbelievable feeling to get over the line now against Mayo. You know, they're a good side, and we've seen there the last day they got 19 scores, like, so they're gearing up well for it. But it's going to come down to who wants it the most, like, and hopefully now we can get over the line against them.
Talk to me, Paddy, about 92. What's your memories of it?
I have very little memories. I was 3 years old at the time. I wouldn't have a lot of memories of it, but I was up in my neighbour's house there the last night, and she took out the album from 92, and, you know, the scenes and the pictures that she was showing me was unbelievable. And just, you know, just kind of something that you always wanted to get to as an All-Ireland final when you were younger and that, and it's here now.
Of course, you grew up as well. Like, obviously, Ardra had a big influence. Captain in the middle of the field, Anthony Molloy, and, of course, Martin Gavigan, centre-half-back.
That's right. Childhood heroes. You know, I looked up to them, and I suppose when you're running around the house, you always wanted to be Anthony Molloy and whatnot and Rambo. But, yeah, just I was looking through the photos, you know, and seeing scenes, but the scenes are back there again, you know. There's a crowd up Glenish. They've written Sam for the Hills and Up in the Hill in white, like, so it was good to see that, you know, and the effort they're going through to support you.
I suppose you were more Rambo than Molloy, aren't you?
Well, yeah, defensive way. I wouldn't have the height for Andy Molloy now.
But anyway, and obviously it's the club are very proud of the fact that they have a man.
Oh yeah, they are. They're behind me 100%, and I'm grateful to the club, you know, that got me here, you know, all the training, underage managers, you know, that they're delighted for me, and, you know, they're always telling me to keep going, keep at it, and, you know, it's great for the club too.
Boyhood dream, I'm sure it was, to play in All-Ireland. You know, what does it feel like now?
It is unbelievable, you know. When the whistle went the last day after the Cork game, there was a kind of split second that, you know, you were thinking nothing, and then next thing it just hit you. You're in an All-Ireland final. I suppose coming closer to the time, it's going to be building all the time. But
was it beyond your expectations?
It's always something that I wanted to achieve, yeah, as a player. I never once thought that I would never be there. But you
happened
know,
so quick, maybe
it happened quick. You know, over a short period of time. You know, underage probably didn't make the county teams, I wasn't making the teams or whatever, but yeah, you know, I never thought that I wouldn't never be there.